Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello!
Hello, it's Anna.
And Shireen.
Of Ethnically Ambiguous.
And today, a unique episode, but I think one of more to come. Anna and I play the friendship edition of We're Not Really Strangers, which is a card game that, if you don't know about it, Becca will explain to you in the first segment. But yeah, we ask each other some deep questions, and my eyes got watery. We laughed. Everything, every emotion possible.
We shit. We vomited. You'll only know if you listen if that actually happened.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hello, Anna. So nice to see your face today, my dear friend. We're alone again for this episode, but there's a twist. We're playing a little game, and neither Anna nor I have played this game before, but it's been something really fascinating to me. And yeah, that game, We Are Not Really Strangers, that like red card game, and you should ask each other these deep questions. And as I was telling Becca earlier, I already ask really intrusive questions maybe to some people, but I don't like the small talk. I want to really get to know someone. So this is an excuse to ask those questions, and it's part of a game, so you can't get mad at me. But me and Anna are going to play this game, and Becca will be in charge of the questions and asking us the questions. And lucky for us, Becca is obsessed with this game. So take it away.
Woo. All righty. Okay. So hello. I have every version of this game almost for context, but when Shireen brought this up, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect actually, because they just released the Friendship Edition, which is supposed to be specifically for like deep friendships. The original game, for context, is a game about building deeper connections with people you may know very well or maybe don't know very well. It's kind of just like, we're not really strangers because like by the end, the goal is to be deeply connected. There's three phases. Their phases are, as I will read, they don't change per type of game. They have like the love edition, self-reflection, all sorts. But the three levels are perception, connection, and reflection. Okay. We'll just do a few cards from each. Like typically I think the original game is like 15 each, but then we'd be here forever. So, you know, we'll just do
because is each answer like kind of you like go in depth or like you, it's a lengthy answer.
It's a lengthy answer, and you know, technically, like you ask this person and then they respond, but like you also probably have feedback on like the question too, and it's just like about building communication and conversation and connection. So I'll read the instructions for this one specifically, which are not very different from the other ones, but since we're playing the friendship one, and I have it.
Wait, also Anna, you're here too.
What?
Yeah.
I want you to say that, I don't know, you haven't talked yet. I just want to make everyone aware that you're also here.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was listening to the instructions.
I didn't say like, hey, Anna, come join. So that was my bad.
Oh, no, I'm listening because I've never played this before and I don't know what I'm doing.
No, okay, good. I just wanted.
I'm here too.
All right. Yeah. So level one is perception, which is about gaining perspective on how your friend sees you. It's also a test of how well you know each other. Answer the first response that comes to your mind. If guessed incorrectly, feel free to reveal the actual answer.
Okay.
Level two, connection. Who are you really? This round is about asking the rarely asked questions and connecting on a deeper level. And then level three, reflection. Time to reflect on your game experience. I will read out a question and I think you guys can just like go back and forth since like y'all aren't pulling the cards for each other.
Yeah, I was only aware of the middle part of this game. I did not know there was the beginning and the end. Wait, so the beginning is you're asking me a question about Anna?
So I think I'm just going to read the question and I think y'all can take turns answering it.
But I mean, like, is that the concept? Like I'm answering questions about someone else?
Or no, like, no, no. She's answering questions about me? Technically, I guess I'm like, I've never done it this way where I'm moderating.
You're the one pulling the cards. Oh, no. How about we'll just be like, Shireen's turn, and then you'll pull the card for
yes.
me. And then Anna's
turn. Let's do that.
Pull the card for you. Yeah, okay,
because basically, in theory, when you're playing the game, it's like I would pull a card and I would ask you the question because it's like a prompted question that then you would answer. So I guess I could be like, Shireen, this is your card, and I'm going to ask you the question. And then, I guess, right?
I will ask Anna the question. Yeah.
This will be you asking Anna the question. Okay,
exactly.
Now that we've decided how we're going to do it.
Okay, yeah. On the
so
fly.
Basically, Becca's asking us the questions, but we're answering for each other, right?
So we each have turns. So like, if you go first, she's going to pull a card, and that question will be something you're asking me.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, as if you're pulling the card in person. Also, just FYI, listeners, Becca has the deck herself, so this is why it's good for her to do this.
Yes.
But yeah, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so who should go first? Do you want me to go first, you, Anna?
Whichever, I don't care.
Well, it's Anna's first.
Okay.
Beginning of the alphabet.
All right, so I'm pulling a card from the deck. The first card is, what's one small detail you remember about the first time y'all met?
So Anna's asking me this.
Yes. Oh,
we can both answer for each other, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's one small detail you remember about the first time we met? I don't even remember the first time we met. That's the thing.
We were in a classroom. I do remember this. We were in Italian cinema.
Oh my God, you're right.
At Davis, UC Davis. And we were both sitting in the back row. Next to each other.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what we ever said anything. I think we're just like cordial to each other. And I feel like we were talking about like Bicycle Thief by Fellini.
Okay, I can't believe you remember that because until you said those things, I had not remembered. So you win this round.
You know, for how much weed I smoke, I sometimes have incredible like recall.
Yeah, that's wild. I was gonna say I thought the first time we met was in that weird that extra building they had for like the what was your major called?
Technicultural studies.
Yeah, there was like a technicultural building, and they had like it was like a big open room. I thought that was where we met.
The art annex.
Yeah. The art annex. Yeah. I think you're right.
I don't remember. We may have met them, but I remember we met in passing, but I remember the most interaction we had was in Italian cinema, and then we were in a study group together for Italian cinema with Christy.
Oh my God.
And I think we were either at your apartment, maybe we had the group meeting or study group or something. I forget who, maybe Christy's apartment. I can't remember exactly whose apartment it was.
Wow. That's a different lifetime, it feels like.
Yeah. I think we were like talking. I remember because we did study a lot of Fellini in that class.
Yeah, we did. I liked that class.
It was a good class.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that question. Yeah.
That was 45 years ago. Can you believe it?
All right. So, Shereen, I guess you will be asking Anna this question.
Anna, what do you think I strongly dislike that most people obsess over?
What do I think that you strongly dislike that most people obsess over?
I feel like there's a couple that would work. It doesn't have to be the thing.
I think, like, you dislike when people obsess over, like, very overly trendy shit. Does that make sense? Like, when something is, like, so hot and people can't stop talking about it and you're kind of like, what?
That's actually really true.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, why are you obsessing over this? It's this.
Yeah.
I guess that's not specific enough. But, yeah, like, shit that's, like, so trendy and you're like, I don't get it.
Well, yeah, that's very true. If something is overhyped and people are just, like, saying it's good, I question how good it is because it just can't be possible. And also just, yeah, that's very true.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know specifics off the top of my head because I can't, like, imagine, like, something you're hating on right now.
I mean, people obsess over, I guess, like, in my head, I interpret it as, like, what society obsesses over. So maybe, like, getting married or
having
kids or, like, that kind of stuff. But that's pretty intense. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's, yeah. There you go.
But, yeah, okay. You win. That was good. Good job.
You say I win? You win. I win at friendship.
Yes, you win this friendship.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we figured out how to do this well. So, Becca, you're going to draw the card and put it on the camera.
Yes.
And Anna, you'll read
and
it to me.
Also, let me know when y'all want to move on to the next because there's, like, you know, y'all can do as many cards as you want per phase, I guess.
Yeah. True.
So, okay, next question, Shereen.
How about, let's decide. Actually, no, we'll do it by time. I was going to say we can decide by cards, but we can decide by time. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think I'm sensitive to?
Well,
these are, like, deep.
Yeah, these are really deep.
That is the whole point. And we're only in the perception phase. And I get ready. God.
Am I going to cry?
I think we're both little sensitive beings, which is not bad. I think it's a good quality that we have. And I think I think the first thing I just thought of was you're sensitive to people, like, almost not, like, taking you for granted or, like, not really, like, feeling like you're wasting your time on someone or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's that. I am very sensitive. I hate having my time wasted.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive to that. And I can become quite aggressive about it. And I am actually working in it about it in therapy.
See?
To not hold so much of my worth in that.
Yes. That's a big therapy word.
Worth.
Yeah. But yeah, I did it.
You did it. Okay, we're finally getting in the rhythm. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Anna, imagine I just woke up from a crazy night out. Where did I end up? What do I regret?
Do you really want me to answer this?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure you want me to answer this?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm an open book.
Do you really want me to answer this?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay.
Now I gotta know.
You woke up at a certain person's house, who I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to out you.
Uh-huh.
And you were having a potential threesome that led to places you'd never really experienced before, which that's not the regret. I think the regret is the person you did it with. You're happy about the experiences, but a certain person involved, you regret it being with that person.
Yeah, that's, like, happened.
That's what I'm pulling from experiences that I know you've had.
That's very true, though. I think that would be possible again. Yeah, that's very accurate. I'm glad that we got that out of you.
I didn't know how much you want me to say, so I was trying to, like, keep details to a minimum.
No, I'm cool. I thought it was gonna be something about me waking up with someone that I would regret.
Well, that's the idea, is that, like, the experience in itself of what you experience is not the regret. It's the human you experienced it with that you're like, fuck. Don't love this guy or girl, potentially. So,
yeah, that was very good. I like that answer. That's very accurate.
All right, here's the next one.
Okay, Anna.
This one's funny. I don't know. It's, like, so many details you'd have to include. Describe my ideal first date from start to finish.
Oh, God.
I know. That one's a little... Do we have a long... How much time we have?
I'll try to be brief just to see what I can land on. Part of me wants to say Disneyland, but I can't tell if that would be true.
Okay.
Another part of me thinks it would be something like you get high with someone, you go out into nature, go on a hike, you see some animals. Like, it's something more chill. But I also don't know how first dates really work.
That's good.
And maybe they cook you something yummy. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do Disneyland or a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Psychedelics. Yep. There it is.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Okay, cool. So that's good?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we can go into phase two. How about that?
Okay.
BRB.
Phase two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, phase two, here we go. You're going to ask me the question, right?
Yes, I now ask you.
It's on you, yeah. Okay, phase two is, what is it? It was perception, connection, and reflection.
Well, no, Anna just asked the question, so Shereen, you're reading this card.
Yeah, that's right. But the phases are perception, connection, and reflection.
Yes, so we just completed phase one, which is perception, and now we're going to go into phase two, connection. Who are you really? This round is about asking the rarely asked questions and connecting on a deeper level.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yeah. Anna, what are you still processing? Jesus. You don't have to answer, I suppose.
Yeah, we can also skip. Like, we can move around if you want a new car. Yeah.
I guess I don't really understand, like, processing.
I think it's asking, like, what are you still working through that is, yeah, like, maybe a soft spot or, like, a maybe, like, trauma to you or something?
I guess I would say I'm still working through, like, what we talked about earlier, like, the whole, like, not holding my worth to other people, like, wasting my time or anything like that, or, like, not holding my worth to, like, having to accomplish anything in a certain, just, like, the whole idea of, like, giving myself to someone and then that time being, like, taken advantage or not, someone not being grateful for, and then, like, but not holding my worth to that, which I do sometimes. I'm working through that still.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a really good answer.
I don't know. I know I'm working on other shit, but the second I'm asked about it, I have no memory of anything I do, you know?
I mean, it's good just to talk about the first thing that comes to mind, too. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. Anna, it's your turn.
What's the hardest part about making new friends for you?
The hardest part about making new friends for me. I mean, I can think of a lot of things. I guess one of the first things I thought of was just being really bad at keeping in touch and like making plans and seeing people in person or even talking to them on the phone. I'm really bad at that. Sometimes I just drop off the face of the earth, and my good friends know I do that. But that's only after becoming my good friends. So I think as far as new friends go, I think it would be really hard to, I would have to really try, which is not bad. I don't dislike trying. It just, I don't think it comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, Anna, your turn. Or your answer turn. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's the most loving thing you've done for yourself recently? That's nice.
The most loving thing I've done for myself recently... I would say, actually, you know, this is crazy, going to Disneyland and paying extra money to skip all the lines.
I love that. That's self-care.
I was like, you know what? I work 60 hours a week. I have money.
You deserve it.
I might as well spend money on something that, instead of like hoarding it at this point, like spend it on something that will actually bring me a lot of joy. Even if it's one day, it's worth it to not have to stand in line, to just like skip through, and then also bring my family with me.
I love that answer. I like that.
That was self-care. Okay. Hashtag corporation love. Okay.
No, but it's true. Like,
it was really fun.
Yeah. I think we can often be cheap with ourselves sometimes, like with putting money into ourselves. Sometimes we don't really think about it as an investment, but it really is, because it's happiness. The whole point is to be fucking happy.
So, yeah.
That's a good answer.
Valid.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a little break card. They do these little middle cards sometimes, and they're red, and it says, reminder, take time to process the good things, too.
Oh.
So just a little game reminder. Okay, next card.
That's nice.
Who was your first best friend and one thing about them?
I mean, the first one I'm thinking of was this girl, Yasmin, at Arabic school. Or, like, I went to kindergarten at a mosque, so I guess I was in kindergarten, and I just remember eating honeysuckles near the fences with her. And then she had an older sister that was my sister's age, and she had this like really beautiful like reddish hair that I thought was so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, but I don't know her anymore, so RIP. Oh,
See ya.
Okay. But yeah, Anna, what have I introduced you to that you now love? You've introduced a lot of stuff to me, so vice versa. It's interesting.
Everyday oil.
Yes! Oh my god, I was just talking about that.
I got the smoothest elbows on this side of the Mississippi, baby. Thanks to you.
Thank you. For everyone curious, Everyday Oil is the best smelling thing in the world. I'm obsessed with Palo Santo. It's my favorite scent, and it's an oil that could go everywhere on your body. And
yeah, it's great oil.
So amazing, and it helps your skin and
very moisturizing.
Yeah, love it. I recommend it to everybody. I'm glad that you enjoyed it too.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, is this one I ask you? I ask you this, right?
Yeah, this is Anna's card.
Okay, what could you benefit from letting go of? Why are you still holding on, Shireen?
I have this problem that I'm trying to work on, and it's really hard. It's really hard for me to like get rid of previous attachments, like after going through a friend breakup or a real breakup or something. Like, it's very hard for me to leave those feelings away.
Right.
And like, yeah, like for example, there's like a friendship that I still think about a lot, like being like, what was it about me, for example, or this relationship that like I am still confused about. So I think I would love to be able to let go of these repetitive thoughts that ultimately have to do with like how I see myself, not even about the other person. What was the second part of the question? Why are you still holding on? I don't know. I don't know. It's like hard to reconcile just how much things change and people change, I think. And I know that it's a lot of the times a good thing for change to happen, but there's also part of it, me, that's terrified of it. And I guess part of me is holding on to a lot of things. I don't know. Maybe I'm scared to move on. or like scared to actually face myself or something. And I guess I could say that about a lot of things, like mental health and stuff too. But yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. I don't know. Too personal for me. Okay, now I'm asking the question.
Yes.
Were you comfortable having friends over growing up? Explain. Over to your house.
I mean, it depended on the friend. But yeah, I mean, if it was a good friend, yeah. I was comfortable with it. If it was someone I was new to, I was always a little, I don't know, my family is very wackadoo, so, you know, I enjoyed having friends who, like, understood our situation and, you know, didn't care more than friends who were, like, new and would be like, what's this about?
Yeah.
I think it helps as you get older and people, like, mature and there's less judgment around people's families. Yeah, that's my answer.
Good answer.
Yes and no.
Okay, Anna's question.
Okay.
All right. What do you need to vent about right now? Permission to let it out, bitch. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm working on a commercial for the first time in a while. Commercial production is like kind of how I paid most, like for the last like 8 years of being in LA, it was like most of how I made my money.
Yeah.
And it's good money and it's, but it really keeps you busy. Like it becomes your entire life. Like you don't have any brain space or even like physical time to yourself. And part of me is really annoyed that I said yes to this because it's almost like because I had plans to go to San Diego this weekend or to go to the desert the next weekend after that. And like, those are things I really wanted to do, but I still accepted this because I don't even like, there's a certain obligation from this person of being like, she was really nice to me and gave me a lot of work. So part of me thought I had to say yes. And so I'm really annoyed that I said yes, but I'm also kind of annoyed at myself. Just, I don't know, I guess I have to implement better boundaries. And I tried to have a serious conversation with her yesterday. And I do this thing where every time I try to be serious and like confront someone, I just start like my eyes get watery. It's not like I'm sad, but every time I'm frustrated, like there's a lump in my throat, my eyes get watery. And I really hate that about myself. I mean, that's very harsh, but I dislike that I do that because it makes the person not take you as seriously or something. And so, yeah, I'm going to work on this commercial for the next couple of weeks, which is fine. I'm excited to have a little bit more money. I love money. But it also ends up, I think everything always ends up making me feel bad about myself because I'm like, wow, you're almost 32 and you're still doing this bullshit. Like, I don't know, like surrounded by younger people maybe or like whatever. I think that's where ultimately my brain always ends up is like, being mean to myself, which is not nice. That's all.
Yeah.
But yeah. For example, after this recording, I'm going to head straight back to West Hollywood. So, yeah. I don't know. This so much of this city or this industry or whatever just sucks you back in and sucks your soul out of your body. And it's hard to implement boundaries that you know might make you happier. And at the same time, maybe I don't have the luxury of saying no. Like, maybe I, like, because I want to get a bike, for example, and I'm like, if I take this extra job, maybe I'll have the funds necessary that I don't have to feel guilty about getting a bike. But anyway, that's it. I'm done. This is actually me venting now. Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask you the last question, and then we're going to go to a break. Ready? Anna, what do you want to make more time for? What's getting in the way of that?
I want to make more time to, like, travel and live my life and not work as much.
Yes.
More than anything.
Yeah.
I'm overworking. I text you that like every day where I'm like, it feels like it's never ending. I don't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
Please let me live my life.
Yeah.
I would love to work less and travel more.
Me too. There's so many places I want
to
see.
I used to travel a lot.
Me too. You are very well traveled, actually. That's something that's
nice. Not anymore, honey.
Well, me either.
This little lady hasn't left her house in a long time.
Yeah, I miss traveling. There are just so many places I want to see. And honestly, like, sometimes I get really freaked out about dying soon because there are just so many things I want to see first. And that's obviously my anxiety brain talking. Like, there's no reason for me to think that way. But, yeah. Anyways, on that note, let's take our second break. We'll be right back with phase three.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And we're back with phase three. This sounds like we are like in a mission. Yeah.
Phase three, reflection. So this is phase three, reflection. Time to reflect on your game experience. So Anna is going first, reading this card.
Thank you for being understanding of my blank. Do I answer that or does she?
No. So Shireen would answer, I think, what she's thankful of you being understanding for.
Got it.
It's me being like, I'm thankful for your understanding of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like, I don't feel like I'm a very consistent person. And I'm really grateful that you are understanding that, like, yeah, maybe I am really bad at texting sometimes, or like I don't know. I think what I feel from you is like unconditional acceptance, and that like really means a lot to me because it makes me feel like I can be myself and that I can trust you, and I'm really appreciative of that. And also my eyes are watery now, so I'm gonna stop.
And that's what this game does to you.
Cry for me.
All right, this next question, Shireen, you read it.
Mm-hmm. Anna, when was the last time you had a big win? How can we celebrate?
A big win.
We could also skip it if it's not that interesting to you.
Oh, wait, no, I guess I had a big win today.
Oh, the dogs?
No.
No. Well, what's the big win?
We basically, like, graduated our next up class today in front of everybody.
Wait, that's amazing.
Sorry, yeah. I compartmentalized so much of my life. I was like, I don't think I've done anything of interest.
I was like literally about to be like, no. We're not skipping this one. We're going to celebrate the big win.
That's right. Yes, we graduated our inaugural class of Next Up.
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing.
How can we celebrate?
I don't know. How can we celebrate? Please don't send me cupcakes. My Next Up kid sent me 12 cupcakes. And I was like, y'all know you're about to ruin me, right? I eat cupcakes for lunch, breakfast, dinner for like 3 days.
Wow. I mean, respect.
Do you know how many cupcakes I ate? I was like handing them off to neighbors, like, you want a cupcake? Like, just dying for anyone to take a cupcake. So please don't send cupcakes. I just, you know, I love cupcakes, but that's the problem. Girl got an addiction.
Dangerous.
I don't know how to celebrate. I'll do some Duolingo later.
Yeah. We're definitely going to take our walk soon, me and you, and we can celebrate.
Yeah, we got to go on our walk. I feel like I have something of yours. No, I don't. Do I? No? No, I already gave you that. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you gave it to me. Yeah. We can celebrate by just talking more shit about people.
Yeah, we'll talk some shit, and then I'll also show you Ace's whipped cream addiction.
Oh, yes. That's how we're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Ace will celebrate for us.
We'll give Ace whipped Beautiful. Cream in celebration.
Yes. Yes. If you listen to the last episode, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, go listen to it.
I banish thee. Okay. Now I ask this of you.
Yes.
When do you feel closest to me? What are we doing? Fucking. Just joking.
The second question is really deep. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Also, I get all these deep questions and you get like big win, which is also whatever. I'm such a baby. Wait, can I see the card
when
again?
When do you feel closest to me? What are we doing?
When do you feel closest to me? What are we doing? Honestly, I feel the closest to you when we're on psychedelics for some reason. I just remember there was one, the first time I ever did acid was with you. And
that was a very aggressively bonding time, though.
That was aggressively bonding, but also, I don't know. I'm just, every trip I've had has been like this cathartic thing that I really love. And I think experiencing that with someone is really special to me. And like going on a trip together, like mentally and literally and whatever, I think that's when I feel closest to you. Also, just because like I'm much like you know more about drugs than I do, and you've done a lot more drugs than I have, and I feel really inexperienced.
Whoa! Just joking. Euphoria high, baby.
So I appreciate that you like even like one like were down to let me do acid for the first time, even around you. Because like if it was reverse, I'd be like maybe stressed out about having like babysitting someone or something, but. I don't think you ended up babysitting me. I think we were fine. And also, the first time I was high, I really wanted to see the sunset on the beach. And I remember just like taking photos on my phone and you're like, they're not going to end up looking what you think they look like. And you were right. And I have all these photos of like shitty sunsets. Yeah.
I love that. You know, it's not going to translate, right?
Yeah. And it was right. The next day I was like, wow.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really fun day though.
Yeah. And it was the stoop.
Yeah, we were stoop kids.
Yeah, stoop kids. What inside joke of ours will never stop being funny? I think I know which one this is going to be, but maybe not.
Oh, we have so many random ones. I mean, that one alone of like the photos are not going to translate. It's pretty funny.
There's one I'm thinking of in particular that we like lost it over for a while about something we were going to make, like a involving food.
Wait, involving food? I remember the one that really always used to make me laugh.
Which one? Maybe it's the same one I'm thinking of.
When we were... No, it has nothing to do with making food. It was...
No, not making food. It was like... But go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
As we were in a car...
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so I shit myself and then you vomit, but you're vomiting, which leads me to vomit or something. It was something like you shit yourself, so you vomit, and then I vomit because you're vomiting, and then it's just like... the most disgusting.
Yeah. It was the grossest thing I've ever heard.
It's the nastiest thing, but it would make us laugh so hard, the idea that we would... I don't know why that we would... I can't remember if we both shit ourselves or if one of us shits ourselves, which leads to one person vomiting, which then leads to the other person vomiting and shitting themselves.
Yeah, so it's just a constant like a cycle that is terrible and disgusting. And like right now, I think it's objectively fucking gross to think that just because of money. But for whatever reason, it like killed us.
It would kill us. That just we would just be like, oh no.
Can I ask how it happened?
I don't know. It was just like
it didn't actually happen.
It didn't actually happen. Oh, no, God. No. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh my God. Becca thought it actually happened.
Oh, no,
my
God. No.
I was like, oh no.
You think that's an inside joke? That would be a trauma.
That's trauma.
It actually happened.
Trauma bond turned to inside joke pipeline.
Oh, Trisha thought the same.
Wow, you guys really thought that happened. Trisha also thought it happened.
Oops.
No, no.
We could have prefaced it with being like, we thought of this funny bit or skit, I guess.
Yeah. The bit was that we were driving.
Yeah, the context wasn't there.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I think it was, Shireen and I used to go eat pupusas together. And so we'd always be like, God, we just eat so many pupusas. And I think like the running joke was that I would like shit myself or something. Not because the food was bad, but just more that like we were just eating so much.
Yeah.
And then that led to that scenario. None of this actually happened. This is just Shireen and I laughing about if we were to be so gross.
Yeah. Like 12-year-old boys.
It's the funniest thing ever. Like it would be so funny if I shit myself, you vomited, then I vomited because you're vomiting. That's comedy to us.
That is comedy, but very slapstick. But I'll give it to you. It's comedy.
But we're both in a car and we can't escape. That's, I think, the idea.
Because in my head, what makes it funny in my head is that, like, the passenger door opens, a head leans out, barfs, and it closes. Yeah. And the other one opens, the same thing happens.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the image was so funny to me. But, I mean, who hasn't shit their pants, right?
Right? It's funny that it just doesn't translate to other people. They're like, oh my
God, you did what?
This happened to you? Like, no, we just thought it would be funny if it did.
It's funnier with context, but I truly thought y'all were like talking about a trauma bond experience of
Becca was very concerned.
I was like, oh my God.
That is so deeply bonding. I don't know if we would ever be okay again.
No.
We would have to take that car to the dump. You can't drive that car again.
It's done.
We're going to have to burn it.
You think you're going to ever get that smell out of that car?
No.
No, I don't know.
But you've shit your pants before, haven't you?
I
feel like everyone has. Maybe I just have too many times. I don't know, man. I have IBS.
I've definitely come close. So,
yeah. Well,
I think I've like lightly sharded.
Yes. Sharded, in my opinion, counts. But
like a fart that got a little too wet, if you will. Sorry to everybody.
Yeah. My whole thing is you can't trust a fart.
That's true.
Because that's what gets me in trouble.
Yeah, you can't trust a fart.
No.
You heard it here first.
All right, this question might be deep, so we can skip it, but I'll let you read
Who's reading?
Yeah, which one was turn?
Anna's reading it.
Okay, it's my turn.
It's always deep for me.
What? Yeah, I'm like, shit, piss, and vomit! And you're like, oh. What was hardest for you to open up to me about? What made you feel safe? You do get all the deep ones. And I'm like, remember when we shit and vomit?
I don't know. I feel like as our friendship progressed, we like ended up talking about deeper things or like sharing more about ourselves rather. But like, I find it hard to, I don't know, like attempt to have like constructive criticism, but like maybe end up hurting your feelings on accident. I'm really afraid of doing that. And I know I've done it in the past. And I think it makes it maybe hard for me to open up about like, if something actually bothers me, because eventually it won't, but I'm trying to get better at it because I don't want to have a friendship where there's like things I don't say.
Yeah.
I just want to say, be able to say anything. But in the past when I have done that, you've made me feel safe about it because like, here we are, we're still fucking friends and friendships go through like weird times. And I'm glad we've worked through those times because that's what real friendship is to me. Like if you've never had an issue with a relationship, I think you haven't tested it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, like, this is the longest relationship I've ever had.
I do think we've come a long way of being able to open up and have, like, criticism, but try and make it constructive and not hurt each other's feelings. Because there are days we try.
Because we're both really sensitive.
Yeah, we're sensitive people, but I think we always try to be like, well, this is bothering me. And then we try and hear it out. And even if we do get upset, it's still like we talk. That's the thing is we just keep talking.
Yes.
Until we figure it out. And I think that's what we've learned about each other is like we can't shut down. The second we shut down, that's where the problem comes. And then so we just keep going and going and going until we find our we find our way through it, which I've always appreciated when I have to talk to you about something. Instead of being like, I gotta go, bitch. It turns into more like, no, well, let's. Okay. So now I'm hurt. But like, why am I hurt? Why are we doing this? Let's keep going. And then we keep going. And sometimes we cry. But in the end, we find our way out of it, which I think helps us try and figure that out. But it is hard because when you're friends and you have to work together and then like people put like expectation on you and then there's like money involved and you're like trying to like make progress, but that at the same time you have your own frustrations, it can be very it can make it very fucking difficult.
So I think knowing that and the fact that we're still really good friends, I think is pretty incredible. And so I have to remind myself of that sometimes where it's like, this is pretty sick that you can. Like, for me, I feel really cool that I'm capable of that because I don't know, maybe, like, I, as I mentioned in a previous answer, like, being burned by a friendship or something is something I still think about. I don't know. It's, I think hard conversations are important in friendships because otherwise you're walking on eggshells or something, and I don't want to have that with anybody, let alone someone I'm seeing every week and hanging out with and whatever. So I think it almost feels like you're like another sister, where it's like we can get into a huge fight, but I know we'll end up talking again almost. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just end up, it's just like, because it's like, it's Anna.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to leave my life, I hope. But does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that's maybe a good place to end this game. What a deep, deep question. This was fun.
How does the game usually end? Like, what is the conclusion to it?
So, on this edition, they don't do it, but in the normal, like, original version of We're Not Really Strangers, it's like a little notepad, and there's like two little pencils, and you basically write a note to one another, and then you swap them, but you read them in separate rooms, like when the game is over. So it's like at the end of the game, you close up, you write like a little note about your experience and like how you're feeling about the other person. Oh. And yeah, and then you just exchange them and you read them later. And it's quite beautiful. I've made everyone, so a little anecdote about my relationship with this game. I found this game. I bought it during quarantine and I played it with my roommate at the time. And we ended up becoming actually like really good friends. We didn't know each other that well when we moved in. I had just moved to New York City and then a global pandemic hit. And then I was stuck mm-hmm. in this apartment with two people I had like vaguely knew from my, you know, career, but like we had never really met in real life. And I just decided to move across the country and move in with them. And so we sat down and we played this game and we laughed, we cried, we became very close. And now this is someone I consider like a dear friend of mine. And then I just started buying every expansion pack that they own. And I highly recommend the family one for people having tough conversations with their families. They just released that one.
I couldn't pay my dad enough to join us in that game, but I will try.
I mean, I didn't think so either. I made my dad play the original version, Christmas 2021, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going through a lot of stuff with my family. And so we played it. My therapist recommended it. Was like, maybe you should play this to try to get to know your dad a little bit better. And so I did. And it was, you know, hard. I think it, you know, he did not want to play it. But by the end, I felt like we had gained something. And then mm-hmm. they came out with a family edition this past Christmas, like December 2021. And so I guess I played that one December 2020. December 2021, played it with my family. I felt like that was like a much better conversation because those cards are geared towards like family. Whereas like the original mm-hmm. game has cards about like your love life, like what was your first love like, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I don't want to play this with my dad. Yeah, and then yeah. now they have the friendship one, which is the one we just played. Yeah. The relationship one, which is really good. They have one specifically for like couples who've been in longer relationships, and then they have
interesting
the dating expansion pack, which is for people yeah. you're like in situationships or like trying to get out of the what mm-hmm. are we, or maybe just like you're on the third date and you're trying to get to know this person a little bit better. It's also yeah. a self-reflection pack. So I'm a big
also,
advocate.
Becca gets commission if you buy the game. I'm just kidding. She doesn't. But
oh, you know, no, I wish. They should. I do not look at shipping normally for most things. Or I mean, I do look at shipping. I'm very like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm spending this much on shipping. But We're Not Really Strangers drops a game and I'm like, $10 shipping? Yep. I'm like, this game's only $20 and I'm spending $10 in shipping? Yep. Cool. Because... big advocate.
Well, I'm glad that you know so much about it and we're excited about this because I feel like we can do it again. I think this is a good structure for these solo episodes sometimes, every so often. So I think this was fun. What do you think?
I loved it.
I agree. I didn't even know this game existed until you two brought it up to me. It's pretty fascinating. I've enjoyed myself. It's a surreal game. I didn't even know, like, I don't know. It's wild. It's like you just like ask each other deep questions. I guess you got to really trust the person you play it with.
Yeah.
Yes. They do have a disclaimer on the original game. I would, if I wasn't connected to this microphone, grab it and show you. But it is like a do not play with anyone you're like uncomfortable with. Don't feel like you're forced to play this game. This game is about vulnerability. So like make sure you feel like comfortable. Obviously, you're going to get more vulnerable, but like you do not have to play with called We're Not Really Strangers. Yeah. You don't have to play with like blatant strangers or people you're afraid are going to, you know, say something whack to you.
Yeah. No, that's a good disclaimer for sure. I love just getting straight into the vulnerable shit. You know, I don't want to like just talk about what everyone talks about and eventually get there, maybe. But anyways, this was great. I am looking forward to the next time we do it. And yeah, I'm going to sign us out of here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is Ethnically Ambiguous. It's Ethnically AMB on Twitter and Ethnically Ambig, AMBIG on Instagram. I am Shireen. It's ShiroHero666 on Twitter and ShiroHero on Instagram.
And I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter.
And yeah, until next time, go play this game or ask vulnerable questions to your friends and cry and bond, because those relationships are important. And yeah, that's it.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.